Today, I'm going to be talking about the growing issue of recycling paper and plastics within the world, but especially in the United States. With that being said, in both Canada and the United States, paper is the third largest industrial energy user and polluter. The internet was supposed to reduce paper use by giving users access to vast amounts of electronic information, but sadly, this did not decrease the use of paper. In 2007, the United States recycled about 56% of its waste paper, which doesn't sound bad until you understand that the recycling leaders have 97% of its paper recycled, which happens to be Denmark. Despite the 56% recycling rate, the amount of paper thrown away each year in the United States is more than all of the paper used in China as a whole. So this is becoming an issue as the compounds to processing equipment are hazardous for workers and hard to recover and reuse and harmful when released into the environment. Now, moving on to the issue of recycling plastics. Many plastic containers and other items are obviously thrown away and end up as litter on the roadsides and beaches of our country. This starts to threaten seabirds and many marine animals. And about 80% of the plastics in the ocean are blown or washed in to the beaches and rivers and other sources of water. If you thought the numbers for paper was bad, currently only 4% of all plastic waste in the United States is recycled. 4% is a very low number. So obviously this is a huge issue, as this is now affecting the air that we breathe and the environment to ourselves and other animals on this world. So action needs to be taken into recycling the papers and plastics on this earth.